This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we're joined by Dan Bossi, president of the Ag Resource Company. Dan looks at the top 10 issues for 2021 and beyond.
We've all sat down in an office and we put together what we thought would be important features for all of us to think about on a longer term basis as we head into 2021. Think about the energy markets and doing better and going forward, at least for the next 6 to 9 months. We're actually bullish of energy, but I want to caution everybody that somewhere in the period of 2023 to 2025, it's going to pay to be bearish of energy once again. This is a short bull market. Prediction number 9, we think that the 2021 recovery in the United States and world economies will be stronger than expected. You're going to find out that we're going to be entering the roaring 20s, much like we did after the 1918 flu pandemic. So we're excited, economically speaking, about the next couple of years ahead, at least heading into the 2023 or 2024 timeframe. Prediction number 8. U.S. inflation will return to something like 2 or 3% by early 2022. Prediction number 7. If the U.S. dollar drops 15 or 20%, profit margins in Brazil and Russia for their agricultural producers will be in decline. Remember, I've always said, if you can give me a 20% drop in the U.S. dollar, I can give you a bull market in a host of agricultural commodities. Well, so far this year, we're down about 11%. If we drop another 10%, this will open up the opportunities for U.S. farmers. Let's take another prediction here. Prediction number 6. Amid a world economy that is so strong and a U.S. economy that will gain steam after the second quarter, we're willing to start predicting that interest rates will start to rise, albeit slowly, probably by the third and fourth quarter of 2021. The other prediction which we should make, and which is number 5, is that extreme weather due to climate change will be something that sticks with us for an extended period of time. Prediction number 3, and that is China is going to remain a big buyer of U.S. agricultural goods, at least in the year ahead. These trade agreements are always complicated and difficult to manage, and that's why this administration needs to get at it right away. Prediction number 3, which is that U.S. government payments will not stay at the same rate as they did last year. And by that, I'm saying COVID-related or stimulus and aid payments are going to be falling rather sharply. Prediction number 2, as we get towards the end here, is that the dynamic markets and grains will accelerate to the upside. The United States, we are overselling our crop. We are seeing the Chinese massively buy U.S. soybeans. This is going to keep the bull market going with only modest corrections. We've had a 55-cent rally in corn going through the month of December. In soybeans, that number will be $1.60. It's been a rampant bull market, and we still think there's more to come. So what does this mean for dairymen? Well, if you think about the corn-milk ratio, we're now down at one of the lowest levels we have seen going back to September of 2016. Or actually, it's June of 16. So margins are being compressed by soaring feed costs. This is a trend we think will continue, and there's really no relief. So as I think about margins on the farm, the big risk for the dairymen is still going to be rising feed prices as we look into the second quarter of 2021. Finally, my last prediction is going to be that U.S. and world dairy farmers will continue to overproduce milk. I think it's a relatively easy one to think about. When I look at total U.S. milk production by month, it has been record large each and every month since July. So overproduction is the theme of the day, something that with good weather, I don't think will change, at least for the first half of 2021. The only good news is that dairy consumption rates will stay record large. That'll help consume a lot of the milk, keep us from falling below $14.50 a hundredweight. But I'm really here to tell you that it's very, very important that dairy export trade stays robust in 2021. Lastly, I'm going to tell every dairyman that our modeling would show today that the price of milk, as I see it for 2021, is really constrained to something between $14.50 and $19 a hundredweight. So we're going to get less volatility than we've seen during the COVID year, but I'm not here to tell you that I see a robust milk market just because of the oversupply and the increasing cow numbers that'll come at least into the first quarter of next year.
Those are comments from Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company, from a recent Dairy Signal webcast. And you can hear that in its entirety by heading to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.